Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We're just waiting for Audrey, folks. I know it's cold. We'll be fairly quick. Hi, Audrey. You're the manager of Alton?
I am. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Thanks for coming. Stand right here. Okay. Good morning, folks. I'm pleased to be joined by Audrey Aracale. She's Alton's general manager, James Burns, our great Cheektowaga supervisor. Our Cheektowaga Chamber of Commerce president, and Brian Nowak, our great CEO. First, let me say I am just heartbroken about last night, but I'll always love the Bills. I'll always love the Bills. Okay, let's get to the subject here. For more than 40 years, as everyone knows, Alton's has been serving Western New Yorkers top-notch food. Whether it's buttermilk pancakes after church on Sunday, or their famous chicken souvlaki with dill sauce, the dill sauce, you know, is a must. Alton's is a beloved member of the Cheektowaga community, and restaurants like Alton's depend on eggs for their beloved specials. But lately, diners in Buffalo and across New York have been shell-shocked by egg prices. And the reason is bird flu. Can you guys hear me? It's not too much interference with your microphones? Okay, good. Just last week, we saw a major outbreak on Long Island that resulted in 100,000 ducks being slaughtered on a farm. We can't let this continue or spread across New York. Egg and grocery prices could climb even higher if the Fed stop helping our nation's farms beat back the recent bird flu. There are ways to do it. And the price of eggs, right here, which now cost more than $4 at the grocery store across New York State. In November, a dozen eggs cost $4 in groceries across New York State. Now it's $6, and it could go up to $8 if we don't arrest this bad disease, bird flu, which kills the chickens that lay the eggs. Alton's uses eggs for a lot of items on its menu. Just a few months ago, Alton's could buy a case of 30 dozen eggs for around $50. But now the diner, Alton's, is seeing that the same case of eggs, right, Audrey, cost $220. So for Alton's, it went up from $50 to $220 for a case. The more bird flu spreads, the less money in people's pockets for other things that matter, like rent or gas. It hurts everyone in our diners, our bakeries, and families who go to the grocery store. It's shocking to see eggs, which used to be $2, up to $4 in November, $6 now, and could go up to $8. So we need the feds to crack down on bird flu so that the costs don't surge further. I've just helped secure $300 million in late December, ahead of the new administration, to keep the feds focused on the bird flu crisis. We need to surge biosecurity efforts that get money out the door. All hands on deck. It means measures like isolation, sanitation, and PPE for our farms and farmers. A lot of these farmers can't afford this stuff that quickly. And this emergency money would allow them to isolate those chickens and birds with bird flu, would allow them to have better sanitation on their farms, and get the PPE they need to deal with the infected birds. If they need more funding, I am committed to working in a bipartisan way and getting even more federal resources in the federal budget as bird flu spreads. We can't let mismanagement of this outbreak raise these prices higher. We have a new administration, we have a new Congress. We can't have consumers left to scramble amid the price of the bird flu. Scramble? You guys are supposed to laugh at these funny head jokes. We need to keep prices so well at Alton's that Alton's can keep offering its famous Belgian waffles and omelets at prices it's known for. I'm telling you, it won't go over easy with me. If the new administration or Congress tries to make drastic cuts, some of the cuts that have been proposed would be for these areas because they cut the Department of Agriculture budget. So this is a bad thing. The USDA, Department of Health and Human Services, and Center for Disease Control must coordinate the federal response. We got to keep the prices in check, and that means keeping the feds laser focused, making sure the $300 million is already spent well, quickly, not held back. And we need to get more money if it's there, and I pledge to work in a bipartisan way to do it. So our next speaker is Audrea, thank you. My hands are cold. You're up, right up there.
Okay. Hello, my name is Audrey Arakiel. I'm the general manager here at Alton's in Cheektowaga. I just wanted to thank you for taking the cost, you know, the excessive high cost of food very seriously, because like you said, a year and a half ago, I think we were actually even at $38 a case. We're now at $220 as of last week. We use eggs and we have a huge breakfast crowd here. It's the majority of our menu. We use them in everything. And we want to serve quality ingredients. We want to keep the cost down. We have senior citizens, working class families that patron our restaurant. And we're part of that working class. So we know how tough it is to come out and, you know, choose to spend your money here, your hard-earned money, and keep the prices affordable. We cannot be changing our prices every week to accommodate, you know, every week it's going up $10, $20, $15. Alton's has been here over 40 years, and they really pride themselves on, you know, quality food,
great place.
Affordable food. You can bring your family, you can bring your mom, dad, grandma, your date. And we would like to continue that, and we appreciate your efforts in, you know, making this something that we can,
Thank you,
do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Next
it.
We have Mr. Burns from the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you. Pleasure.
Good morning, everybody. My name is James Burns, and I'm the President and CEO of the Cheektowaga Chamber of Commerce, and a pleasure to be here today. We stand here today at several bases. Places like Alton's, several businesses like Alton's, have had to face the growing challenges brought upon by the rising cost, and one cost in particular hits really hard: eggs. The simple everyday item impacts and stretches far beyond a lot of what these businesses can handle who are already fighting the cost of inflation. We've very recently seen a $2 increase per dozen of eggs in the price of just like time frame of just 2 months, and the ripple effects are felt across the board. That's why the Cheektowaga Chamber of Commerce stands firmly behind Senator Schumer's push to prioritize biosecurity measures that combat the bird flu outbreak. Bird flu does not just impact farms, it impacts kitchens, dining rooms, and grocery aisles here in Cheektowaga and beyond. Without swift and decisive action to contain it, prices will only climb higher putting additional strain on businesses and consumers alike who are already fighting the battle of inflation. Together, we can keep costs down, protect local jobs, and ensure that businesses like Alton's and the countless others that make Cheektowaga unique continue to thrive for years to come. Thank you, and let's keep working to make a stronger, better place for Cheektowaga to live and do business.
Thanks,
Thank
James.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, and next we have our great supervisor, Brian Nowak of Cheektowaga.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Nowak, Town of Cheektowaga Supervisor. Good to see you, Senator. The Senator, Audria, and the Chamber of Commerce President covered most of what I would have said, but just to build on that a little bit, we talked about birds that are being killed off to combat the expansion of bird flu. We're talking millions and millions of chickens. The duck farm that the Senator mentioned, 100,000 ducks there. This is expanding to other animals, too. There's concern about cows and unpasteurized milk. And in that population as well, you got a few folks that have caught this bird flu as well. And that's another piece of this, is that we have to make sure that if people are going to the hospital sick with the flu and the symptoms that they have, that there's a possibility that humans are starting to catch this. There's been a death in Louisiana, a couple kids in California, and you know, that's just the beginning of that piece of the situation. As I said, most of this was already covered, but just over the weekend, I was in the grocery store, and that dozen of eggs is going around $5 to $7, whether it's Tops or Wegmans or wherever you're picking those up. An 18-pack is even more. And, you know, without federal action to deal with this, those prices are just going to go higher. And I think it's not lost on any of us that federal involvement, federal financial support, federal support for our farms has been a mainstay for generations now, and to pull back that funding isn't going to help combat inflation and keep prices affordable for consumers here in my town and across Western New York. So thank you.
And one of the things some are talking about is impoundment of these types of funds.